next month's Poetry and Everything will air on Monday, November 27th, when everybody will still be thinking about what we really do have to be thankful for. It'll just be a few days after. So thank you for listening. Support your local independent bookstores, your independent reading series, like the one at Letting Library, and independent radio.
And do I have the time to thank you profusely for having me on the show?
You just did.
This has been a great experience.
Isn't it fun?
It is.
I like it. Okay, so good night, folks.
This is KBOO Portland. The time is 11 o'clock. Time for Sudden Radio Project.
Okay, I need someone to be a little girl. Can you do a little girl voice?
I can.
Okay, great. And who wants to be mom? You're the mom.
Okay.
All right, here's the deal.
There's some thing at the door.
Are we expecting more people?
I'm not sure that's a person.
It's got a friend, too.
I thought everyone was here. God damn. Hi. Can I help you?
Is this the Sudden Radio Project?
Yeah?
Dr. Nine and I... Ow! I mean, my friend and I were told at volunteer orientation that you needed performers for your radio theater program.
Yes, they said it was a good way to get our feet wet until we got our own show.
If you're a doctor, you could be on Health Watch.
Are you a naturopath?
He's more of a psychopath. Ow!
I prefer to think of myself as a scientist.
Yes, a very sane scientist. Certainly not a mad scientist.
Zip it, Schlichtenstein.
Are there any mad scientist shows on KBOO?
Don't think so.
It is an underserved community.
You could have one called Do-It-Yourself, World Domination, and Subjugation.
Don't worry. That will begin soon enough.
Excuse me?
Oh, nothing.
Have you two done any theater, like, around town?
I once played the part of Snow White's eighth dwarf. Creepy.
I guess Disney must have nixed that one.
Along with Kinky and Gassy.
There were a dozen in the original story.
Like Capote.
I don't whistle while I work. While I play, that's another story.
And Tattoo.
The Queen, boss!
You think you're all so clever. Close the door, Schlichtenstein.
Yes, Doctor.
As of right now, the Sudden Radio Project has a new executive producer. C'est moi.
What?
I've got no problem with that.
Works for me, too.
I'm game.
Traitors!
So what are you paying us?
The only thing you pathetic thespians will earn is the eternal scorn of the entire human race.
Well, at least that'll bring us some recognition.
You are insignificant little program on this ineffectual little radio station will soon trigger the greatest coup in the history of planet Earth. The revolution that will usher in a regime so fearsome and chaotic, it will make the Bush administration look like the Keystone Cops.
But they already look like the Keystone Cops.
Your similes need serious help, man.
I can write some better ones if...
Stop interrupting my monologue!
Alive, Maiden!
In less than 1 hour, at the stroke of midnight on Halloween, we will beam a single pulse of our nine wave to the KBOO transmitter, which will amplify and relay the signal to all the other radio towers in the city, which will bounce it to all the television, cell phone, and microwave installations in the region, which will then uplink to all the satellites in the sky, creating a fearsome feedback loop that will transmit relentless tremors of terrestrial terror, culminating in a cataclysmic collapse of civilization that would make the Four Horsemen look like the Four Tops. Until the only audible sound remaining will be the echoes of the lugubrious lunatic laughter of...
This is KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. Welcome to the Sudden Radio Project for Doomsday Eve. Ow! I mean, All Hallows Eve. If you think tonight's show is scary, you ain't seen nothing yet. I know you were out there. I knew you'd come back. I knew it. I've been waiting. I'm not afraid of you.
Honey, where are you?
On the porch.
What are you doing, sweetheart?
Nothing.
Why don't you go play? It's nice out. Go on, honey. Enjoy the sunshine while you still have a chance.
Don't feel like it.
Suit yourself.
She knows too. They all know. They just pretend not to.
What's happening, sweetheart?
Nothing. A bug just flew by me. Just a bug.
Okay, if you say so.
Don't do that. I told you never to do that. You just stop it, you hear me? You just stop. Don't. I'm not afraid of you. Stop! Stop! I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
Ah! Honey, don't!
Stop it! Stop it!
What happened? Are you all right?
Just leave me alone. I'm not afraid. Just stop it! Stop! Stop! Stop it!
What is it, sweetheart? What's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I'm fine.
Why are you crying, honey?
I'm not. It was a bug almost hit me.
Please tell me what's wrong.
No, you wouldn't understand.
Honey, please. Honey, I can't help you if you don't tell me.
It's back, Mama. It's back.
What's back, sweetheart?
It's back! It's back and you're not gonna do anything! Stop it! Stop it!
Honey, just calm down.
Leave me alone. I hate all of you. I hate you all. Leave me alone.
Calm down. Honey, stop. Come back. Stop.
Girl, wait. Get out of the street.
Oh, no. Holy shit. Are you okay, little girl? Are you okay?
Honey, please. Oh, please don't.
God, I am so sorry.
Shh.
I'm really, really sorry. You gotta understand, it wasn't my fault.
No one's saying it is.
She ran out into the street. I couldn't help but hit her.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter? What are you talking about?
You'd better run along now. Just run along and forget the whole thing.
Forget? I'll never forget. I killed that girl.
No, you didn't. What? She drowned. Good day.
Hazel's husband told her the truth about the Chinese laundry.
Hazel, wake up. Hazel, wake up.
Go back to sleep.
You gotta wake up.
Can't it wait? Oh my God, it's 3 a.m.
I have to talk to you.
Not now. I was having a nice dream.
Hazel, please. It's a matter of life and death.
What is so important that it can't wait until morning?
Hazel?
Egads, Harold, you're freezing. What's the matter?
I want to marry you again and have a better life.
What?
I want to marry you again.
Okay. Now can I go back to sleep?
No, there's something else. And there isn't much time.
You're scaring me.
How do you think I feel? Here, feel me. Tell me how I feel.
I will not. You just had a bad dream. Go back to sleep.
I can't. And it's worse than a bad dream.
Then it was a nightmare.
I don't know what to call it, but I don't like it.
Well, how about some milk?
I don't think I could keep it down.
Well, put your head between your legs if you feel sick.
I don't think I can feel my legs.
Harold, you're talking nonsense.
Hazel, listen. I've got to tell you something I should have told you long ago.
What?
You have to switch laundries.
You woke me up from a perfectly good dream to tell me...
They spit on the clothes.
How do you know?
I saw them. When they didn't, I could see them.
It's the strain from work, Harold. Go back to sleep.
Hazel.
What?
There's something else.
Besides the spit?
That suit of mine you just brought to the laundry, get it back before they clean it.
Because
they're crooks, that's why. They spit on what they wash and they pilfer the pockets.
Why can't you pick it up?
I have to be up early, before they open.
But they open at 6.
I have to leave before 6. Early conference call.
Well...
I know it's asking a lot, but if you promise to do this for me, I'll look into that trip you've been wanting to take to Slovenia to see your grandmother.
Who's probably given up all hope of ever seeing her only grandchild.
We should have gone sooner, I know, but now is better than never, don't you think?
But airfare to Slovenia isn't cheap.
Well, I'm up for a promotion. We'll be able to afford it.
You didn't tell me that.
I forgot.
How could you forget a thing like that?
I've had a lot on my mind, Hazel. Will you do this for me?
Okay, if you go back to sleep.
Okay, but first tell me you love me.
Oh, Harold... Go back to sleep.
Thank you.
Harold, rise and shine. Harold. Homer, stop. You'll wake up the dead. Homer. Harold. This is not funny. It's time to get up. Harold. Homer, shut up. Harold. Harold. Harold, don't you dare die on me. Don't you dare.
Ma'am, the ME wants to speak with you.
The ME?
The medical examiner. He determines the time and cause of death.
We were going to Slovenia.
Well, that's one trip your husband won't be making, unless you decide to cremate him and take the ashes with you.
Harold didn't want to go up in smoke.
Ma'am, where are you going?
I have to pick up his suit. He woke me up at 3 to tell me to pick up his suit.
Hey, Henry? You want to come here a minute?
He was going to take me to Slovenia.
Hello, I'm Dr. Murph, the medical examiner.
Ma'am, tell Dr. Murph what you just told me.
We were going to Slovenia?
No, the thing about the time.
Oh my God, what time is it? I have to get to the cleaners.
What's at the cleaners?
His suit. No point in having it cleaned now. Besides, those Chinamen spit.
Who spits, ma'am?
He told me the Chinese laundry spits into the clothes.
What time was this?
It was 3 in the morning.
You see, that's what puzzles me.
And the pockets. Harry said something about the pockets. Oh, what was it? Oh, the laundry pilfers people's pockets.
Officer, get the health department on it. Ma'am, if you would give the officer here the ticket, he'll pick up the suit for you. I need you to help me figure something out.
What?
The time of death.
Harold's always been such a sound sleeper. He never gets me up.
Was your husband depressed lately?
Overworked, but not depressed.
Any problems with alcohol?
He's been sober for 14 years.
Well, here's what puzzles me. You say he woke you up at 3.
The clock is right next to the bed. It was 3 o'clock, plain as day.
Well, according to my calculations and the state of rigor...
Rigor?
How stiff the body is tells me how long it's been, well, dead.
Oh...
What time did your husband go to bed?
Well, he had to be up early, so he went up about 9.
Does he usually go right to sleep?
Oh, right after he takes his sleeping pills. Oh my God, did he?
No, he didn't overdose. His heart just gave out on him, and it did that about 10.
10? But he was sleeping like a log when I got into bed.
What time was that?
11, just after the news.
Well, I may be off by an hour, but he still would have been dead by midnight.
But how could that be? Harold's such a sound sleeper.
Well, this may sound strange, but I remember a case like this when I was a rookie ME. Man wakes his wife in the middle of the night to tell her where he put his will. Turns out the man, same as your husband, had died hours before.
I don't understand what you're telling me.
Well, it defies the laws of physics, but it seems that his ectoplasm...
His what?
His life force. Well, let's just say that this man managed the case I had when I was a rookie. He managed somehow to pull his molecules together just enough after he died to wake his wife and tell her where he hid his will.
But he looked fine.
But you didn't actually see him, did you? I mean, it was dark.
He promised to take me to Slovenia.
What was in his suit?
Harold liked to buy lottery tickets. I told him he was wasting his money.
Henry, you won't believe this. I handed the claim ticket to the Chinaman, and right in front of my eyes, after he finds the suit, he goes through the pockets before he hands it over. I look at him like, are you crazy? We got into a tussle, but I finally wrestled it from him. Ma'am, your husband had 3 lottery tickets in his pocket and a piece of paper.
Well, he came back from the dead, so to speak.
To tell you, you won the lottery.
I never won anything in my life.
And this piece of paper has a series of numbers on it. Looks like a bank account. We can trace it back at the house.
Your husband was thoughtful, right to the end. Damn thoughtful.
Is this the most remote place you've ever been?
I find it hard to believe we're only an hour from the city. Who would build a house way out here at the turn of the century?
1913. I guess they just wanted to get away from the drone of the city. And they could afford it, too. It's enormous!
Monstrous! Look at the way the angles are mismatched. It follows a Victorian style, but there are certain odd aberrations. Look at the cornice there.
I see it.
There seems to be an odd addition to the second floor, with a weird 512 pitch to the roof. From the street, it looks to be added later, but it's on the plans and was built at the same time the house was built. And don't you feel like, you know, like...
We're being watched. It's just the creepiness of the house, and it's a dark night. The moon is shining on the roof. I think I see bats. The wind is heavy, and we're so damn removed from the city. It's just creepy, but I don't think it's really aware.
But you agree that if we stay the night and I feel like it's too creepy, you'll agree to bulldoze it?
Yes, Kralia, I agree. But it has to be fairly extreme. If you get spooked because a shutter bangs...
No, I'm not a baby. But it's been on the market a long time, and other agents didn't buy it, and no one wanted to take us to see it, so it's not all in my head.
It could be a kind of real estate mass hysteria. I've seen it happen. You remember the myth of the Portland bubble? They waited for years to see it explode, and the only thing that happened was that houses continued to go up in price.
I remember. That won't happen here. People in Vermont are too level-headed. They don't give in to hype. But this is different. I think some of the people we talked to were actually afraid.
Let's go in. Talking about it will only make it worse. Freezing. Do you have the keys?
Ramek, honey, get the lantern out.
For all the windows in this place, there's not much light.
You mean from the moon? No. There aren't any streetlights out there either. Just hurry with the... There, that's better.
Did you bring the thermos? I'm a little chilled.
Let's go into the sitting room, light a fire. Ricardo bought the wood?
Yes, but he didn't like it.
Him too? It must just be the reputation of this place. Oh, this is a beautiful room, Ramek, even in this light. You start a fire. And I'll take the covers off the settee and some of the tables.
Where do you want to sleep? In one of the bedrooms?
I don't know yet. I have to see how I feel. Right now I'm famished. Should have eaten before we left. Are you hungry?
You know me. I'm always ready to eat the Chateaubriand for 12.
Carrots? Did you put in the steamed carrots I made?
Under the baked tofu.
Can't do it, Ted. I can't live with your fucking lies. I'd rather see you dead.
My lies? I know where you were Thursday night, Rita, and just by luck, the hardware store closed early.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up, you fucking loser. I go with Denny because he's 10 times the man you are in bed and on his feet. What? You don't have the guts.
If you want to sleep in one of the beds, I should light a fire in the room now. I wish we'd had the power turned on today. It'd make navigating this place a little easier.
Not for one day. They'll charge us every time they have to hook it up and... What's that?
I didn't hear anything.
No, not here, Ramek. Can't you sense it?
Sorry. Guess I'm not tuned into the house vibes. I think the house must be digital and I'm still analog.
Funny. I feel something, though.
This stuff is great. It's got fresh basil in it. I thought I'd put those green beans in here. The cheese. Oh, I can't stay here all night if there isn't any cheese.
Ramek, please. Try to pay attention to what's going on under the surface. Quiet.
Sure. Under the surface.
You don't even know you're being manipulative. That's the trouble with you, Jerry. Of course you can't change your behavior when you're not even aware of it.
Terry, please. What am I supposed to do? I can't change my personality overnight. And there's nothing really wrong with me.
I'm not staying with anyone who has as little cognitive ability as you. Find some bimbo who'll just... Jerry, what are you doing? Stop!
I'm sorry, I still don't feel anything. What does feeling a house feel like? It was not part of an MBA to feel a house. I'm not psychic, you know?
It's a little like meditating, which you do pretty well. Just let yourself be aware of everything in your periphery. I'm always surprised, Ramek, at the...
Yes?
At the gaps in you. If nothing else, you must be able to feel the powerful energy here. There is something hungry here.
You got that right.
Predictable.
Okay. We'll just sit quietly, and I'll try to tune in. Would you like some wine?
A little.
It might take me longer than one night. Pity I have to be in Boston on Thursday.
Shh.
I don't know what we're doing, Sheila. I can't make sense of you anymore. I can't... You just don't seem to...
There's not much of me left, Don. I've given all my energy and I'm all worn out. There's no Sheila. I've become something else, and I'm not sure what that is now. I do know that I have to leave you, and I can't really bear being broke again.
I think it's bad energy, isn't it? I can feel something now.
Black. Malevolent. There's a power drain going on here.
I don't want to go upstairs, Kralia. I'm not sure if I want to stay here all night.
We need to stay, Ramek. We need... Think of the investment. How will we rent it if we can't be sure of it ourselves?
We'll level it and build a development on the land. I could put 5 condos here. Good ones. Ethical considerations, all that. I'm just saying.
What?
There's a dead baby on the 3rd floor, trying to come back to life. I've always wanted a baby. Its skin is not quite...
Ramek, open your eyes. Look at the wood carving in the corner of the room. See it? Looks like Eastern Indian.
It's moving.
Yes. There seems to be a movement in the swirls and curls among the carvings, and they seem to want to shape human faces, but just can't get it. You see how it's moving?
Looks like a lot of fishing worms in a square bucket with... almost human faces mixed into it.
And the banging starting. Do you get it?
It's from way high. The 4th floor. In the back wing?
The attic. They locked it away there long before the house was even finished. What could they do?
Poor Annabelle. Stuck with a twin that would tear her to ribbons. It was almost human when it was born. Or close. But later, what a tragedy. A sad figure. That poor Annabelle should have to listen to it moan in that room all night when it couldn't get out to feed.
What's that?
The cellars. Filling up with blood. Like always. All those dead people. What were they supposed to do with the thing? Destroy their own kin?
Listen. The baby is almost whole. Can you feel? There are only small portions of skin hanging and just a wee trickle of blood from the ear. Almost there, precious baby. You can feel it.
Death is what I can feel. Death is what I can feel. Kralia, we can't rent out this house. And even if we bulldoze it, the land is probably rich with the same violent energy. How the hell are we ever going to get our money back?
Ramek, honey, relax. We'll raise the house and sell the land to a developer. They'll build track housing and no one will ever know.
But they'll know when they move in and find...
No, they won't, honey. They won't be attuned to anything except staying alive.
What do you think the energy will do to them? I saw you with it, Kralia. I saw you two playing lovey-dovey in the park after you came out of the Ramada. And then I started to think about the first time a Ramada bill showed up on the credit card.
What are you fighting for, Ramek? The routine we have with each other? Or is there some deeper understanding of our relationship that I'm missing? But for years now, it seems to me that we're just passing time. We feel nothing for each other, except respect and pity and maybe a little tenderness. Is that the best you think we can do in this world?
Kralia, I...
Don't say it. There isn't anyone we know, most of all me, who would believe it. I don't think it will do anything to them. When the house is gone, it'll probably just go into the soil and kill the junipers for a few years. It's just a matter of energy, Ramek. I think you're obsessing, but I do love your ethical sensibilities.
Tearing down the house seems to be the answer to everyone's problems. They always wanted to do it. Uncle Jeb wanted to do it with Annabelle's.
Twin?
Yes. Twin, with her twin still locked in the attic. And after it was dead, each one of them, Rebecca, Ebenezer, Aunt Judith, Great Aunt Abigail, and Great Uncle Seth, Sarah and Joshua, and even Caleb Derelith, who was hardly ever here. You remember Caleb?
Yes, I remember Caleb. Sneaky, underhanded, bad dresser.
Even he wanted to burn it down. But here we are, surviving. The house somehow survives. As strong and powerful as the day Granddaddy built it.
You feel it now, Ramek, don't you? Upstairs and in the cellars. You can feel them all, can't you? All their presence.
Yes, Kralia, I can. The power of this house is something rare to be felt, too. Come to the window, honey. Do you see the faint glow of those lights from the city in the west? One day, they will be close, honey. The city will be on our doorstep, and plenty of people will be curious about the house. And some will want to destroy it.
They won't. Not with us here to protect it, and all of them upstairs. Listen.
Four?
The baby. She's almost whole again. Her gasping on the blood is ceasing. The pool is growing smaller. She's close to us now. Close to living.
Damned Aunt Judith.
Damned Aunt Judith.
What does she want to go and hack up a baby now for, anyway? Off her nut? Round the bend?
It made no sense to me, Ramek. I can sense your awareness. It makes me fond of you. And I know you are even more attuned to me. I think you will understand me more.
The fire is almost out. Dawn must be close. Do you want to clean up that awful mess in the sitting room?
No. My energy is gone for the night. We'll do it tomorrow night. Who were they, anyhow, Elijah?
Don't rightly know, Lydia. I can't quite make out their faces in the dark and with the mess. Flesh smells bad when it's singed.
They look like nice people, though, Elijah, and well-dressed, too, from what I can make out. Ramek!
Easy, Kralia. I'm here. I'm still here, Kralia.
I just wasn't sure. Ramek. Whose car is that out there?
Search me. Damned if I know. Maybe it's their car. Hard to say. If no one picks it up in a few nights, I'll just put it in the woods out back with the others. Let's get on up to bed.
Ramek, do Do you hear that? It's the baby. It's hungry. It wants a breast. It's alive again. Do you hear it, Remick? Do you? Do you? Do you?
Yes. Yes, I do, Kralia. I hear it well.
Who's the next piece, Schlichtenstein? Where are you?
Cowering under that table over there.
No, I lost my contact lens.
Oh yeah, sure. Come out from under there at once, mine cowardly co-conspirator. I can't believe you're frightened by this second-rate Strom und Drong.
Sorry, Doctor. Although I find the prospect of global mayhem irresistible, individualized terror I cannot handle.
I can't handle the script very well with these shackles. Would you mind loosening them up a little?
The answer to that is my namesake.
I could really use some more coffee. Hate to fall asleep during the conflagration.
Forget it.
How about a potty break? I really don't want to go through Armageddon with a full bladder.
I wouldn't be so anxious about all that, mein Freund. After the stroke of midnight tonight, soiling yourself will be a sacrament. Screams will sound like a choir. Curses will feel like confessions. Eating dirt and drinking bile will be your Eucharist. And all mankind will bow down and pray to the megalomaniacal mecca of...
Dr. Nine!
Yeah, we know.
You've done that like 50 times already.
Dr. Nine!
Wanted in obstetrics. You impertinent imbeciles! I'll teach you to show some respect!
Don't bother with the taser.
We've got that bit down, too.
Looks like they've got your number, Dr. Nine.
Shut up, chicken hump.
Hurts, don't it?
Hardy ha ha! Go ahead, enjoy your little laugh break. I'm sure Pavlov's dogs were able to nip an occasional notch out of their master, too. But never did they escape their captivity. Just as none of you will ever escape the lash or the leash of... Dr. Nine! Gotcha!
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
How long has it been?
How long has what been?
Since your last confession.
Since I shot the cats with my sling because they was keeping me awake at night doing that thing that grown-ups do and doing it right outside my window. So when throwing water on them didn't shut them up none, I took a sling and I shot them. How long has it been since then?
How long?
3 weeks.
Go on.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Yes, I know that. What did you do?
Since I killed those cats...
Yes, since you killed those cats.
Since I killed those cats, I ignored the milk carton ads.
My child, there are others waiting for me to hear their confession. Others with more serious matters. Now say 3 Hail Marys and make a good act of contrition.
I'm trying to and I am finished.
Then finish already.
I ignored the milk carton ads and...
You are trying my patience, child.
It's hard for me to start in the middle of the sentence. I have to go back to the beginning.
Then go back to the beginning and make it quick.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 3 weeks since my last confession. This is what I'd done. I ignored the milk carton ad, so when my neighbor's kid was found strangled and raped, I blamed myself because I saw her a few blocks away that day playing with the older boys, and I told myself, I have enough trouble surviving in the house where all the critters, the four-legged and the two-winged, have not survived. The animals that come to my house, Father, they are sold to farmers, they are put to sleep, they are run over, their hearts attack them, or they run away. So you see, I have enough to worry about without worrying about my neighbor's kid. Of course, it should have been a clue when I saw her riding naked on her bike, her long blonde hair flying, and the boys in the neighborhood, especially that geeky one, the one with the glasses that make him look like an unnatural and stupid thing, gawking at her and catcalling like those stupid cats. You don't believe me, Father? It's true. She was naked, and I should have told someone, but I never saw a girl, you know, without her clothes on except myself. But that don't count, does it?
Say three Hail Marys and three Our Fathers. Now make a good act of confession.
That's the same penance you gave me 3 weeks ago.
That doesn't matter. What matters is to make a good act of contrition.
There's more.
Then make it quick.
There was no one waiting in line after me on either side of your confessional.
People come in at all times. They come to confess when no one is in the church. They're ashamed and think that others will hear them. But it's their own shame that they hear.
You got no customers waiting, Father.
You have 5 seconds to finish your confession. Now make it quick.
There's no way to make murder quick.
What could you possibly have done that qualifies as murder?
I shot him with my sling because I couldn't find the key to my daddy's gun drawer.
Shot who?
Ain't you listening? The cats. I shot the cats with my sling. They're on the roof at night. They're pitter-patter feet, putting little paw prints into my dreams. And if it ain't at night when I'm trying to get some shut-eye, then it's early in the goddamn morning, and they're fucking. Is that what they're doing? Fucking early in the morning so no one can see them?
That's 10 Hail Marys and 10 Hail Fathers.
I ain't finished. So one night, I'd had enough, and I climbed onto the ladder, and I clobbered every last one of those sons of bitches with my sling.
30 Hail Marys and 30 Novenas.
But now we have a new neighbor, and she has a dog. It's an old dog, and she lets it out every night. So now we have a dog run on the roof. So now I'm racking my brain about how to silence the bitch. So I know it ain't a sin I've committed yet, but it's as good as committed because it's a lust in my heart. Ain't it, Father?
The word ain't don't belong in the confessional, young lady. Now make a good act of contrition.
Then there's the blood.
What blood?
I remember this thing come into my blood, but I figured it out.
Figured what out?
How it makes me a little crazy.
Well, that's to be expected.
I don't think so, Father, because it kind of snuck up on me. Because I stole onto the roof one night, and I waited for the dog, and it was slow on account of it being so old. And I thought, if I have one more night of that thing pounding the roof while I'm trying to fall asleep, I'm going off the deep end. So that night, I was waiting for it. I got real smart ever since my blood started coming that one time during the month, and I hid under a black tarp, and it come over to smell me, and when it was close enough to the edge, I pushed it. It fell with a sickening thud. No more cats and no more dogs. Since I got my first blood, it controls me, comes over me like fog in the harbor. And I hear that fog horn sounding. Something in me, it snaps like the cracking sound of keys in my mama's tin colander.
And?
And nothing. Ain't that enough? I'm gonna burn and go to hell unless my daddy beats me to death first.
You're going nowhere, young lady. Because you made it up.
No, I didn't.
You young people these days and your violence. You wear it like the latest fashion, don't you?
Nuh-uh, I didn't make it up.
You watch too much TV, and after a while, you start to desire the violence you see.
We don't have a TV.
And then there's the movies.
I ain't got money for that.
And then you believe you've done what you see because you're so bored. Your lives are so boring. Get a job.
I got a job. I babysit my baby brother.
When I was a boy, I had a paper route before school and a job after.
Jeez, when did you play?
And I maintained an A average, paid for my high school education, looked after my brother when our mama died. I was making good money in those days.
Doing what?
Doing what I loved doing. It paid for that girl's abortion.
But abortion is a sin.
She would have been disgraced. So I upheld her honor, strangled the boy who did it to her.
You did that and still became a priest?
I had my driver's permit then.
I can't wait till I can drive. I'm gonna drive so far from this place.
I hauled his body into the back of my pop's pickup and drove out to the quarry.
That quarry past old man Hickam's place? Down behind that bend in the road that looks like it's a dead end?
I remember how light his body felt. Not like I thought it would. His face was angelic. Couldn't bear to look at it. I listened to make sure I could hear the sound of him hitting the water. That splash in the river. That final baptism. And then I hear an eerie sound. He was still alive and crying for help. Horrible gasps for air. His arms flailing in the water. His small cries for mercy. Serves him right for laying his hands on that girl. Serves him right for dirtying her before I did.
Your gross mouths are a pain in my ass. It's filthy, and it's not running around my house. I don't give a crap how moody and 12 you are. Hiding a rodent under my goddamn roof for 2 months is... That vermin is history. History. I got a shovel with his name on it. Understand?
Mata, you can come out of my hoodie now. The freak from hell is gone. And we're safe and snug under the cherry tree. Squee! Squee, squee, Mata. Thinking you're filthy when he puts cigarettes out in his dirty, moldy dishes and hogs loogies into his repulsive old beer cans. Oh, I love this cherry tree. It's so pretty and shadowy at dusk. Mata, play in the grass. Hopping happy ratkin. Hey, want some beef jerky? I sneaked you some beef jerky. Mmm, yummy. Here, take a sip from my Pepsi. You want to cheese it? I love the way you hold food like that in your little paws. Now, the real reason we're here, other than to get away from Captain Disgusto, I have to bury these. Mata, don't lick those. Gross. I know you're a carnivore, but show some restraint. They're menstrual pads, not lollipops. And they have to be buried. Can't let Disgusto know.
I swear to Christ, Maddie, as soon as you've got jugs, you're out of here. Your Aunt Terry can deal with you. I don't trust anything that bleeds for 5 days and doesn't die. I got rid of your mom, and I don't need any more broads in this house.
Aunt Terry. Ugh, Christ on a pogo. What a crystal meth nightmare. There, my bloody Valentine, all covered up and safe. A worm message. Just needs a little rain, and it will grow into a beautiful vagina flower. that's right, Mata. Pee on it. I swear to goddess, you understand everything I say, huh? Karni Mata, Rajasthani goddess of the rats. Exactly. Hey, I'll pee on it too. I'll consecrate this ground to things that suck. That's perfect. Hey, let's make a stick figure out of Disgusto and bury it in this pee dirt. Here, you chew this rotten green cherry into a head, and I'll make the body out of sticks and grass. A lonely girl. No one in the world to care for her except Karni Mata, Rodent Queen. And one single cherry tree. Karni, you're an artist! It looks just like him! Especially the gaping mouth. And we put it like that, and push the nice fermented stinky pea dirt over it. Good. Put some rocks on it in a little circle. Now, say an incantation or something, and make him go away forever, okay? Yes. We, Maddie Sullivan, 7th grade supreme misfit, and Karni Mata, Rajasthani goddess of all rodents, henceforth banish you, Captain Disgusto, to a messy end. As messy as your gross-ass messy life. We consecrate this ground with pee and blood and voodoo dolls and a half-eaten cheese nip. Hey, it's for the ritual. Gives. And... aha! And my lucky paperclip. Yes, you can even have that if you just go away. Oh, great cherry tree, in the name of your servant, Maddie Sullivan, and the great goddess, Karni Mata, accept our humble offering. Assalam bodo de oshe. Whoa, what was that? It's okay, crawl into my sleeve. I won't let any mutant owl suck get you. Man, it's getting cold and dark out here. Disgusto is probably passed out by now, so it's safe to go back. Good night, cherry tree. Just in case, though, I'm gonna hide the shovel. You're gonna have to sleep in my bed tonight, Mata. I can't trust him. What am I gonna do? Now that he saw you, he'll do something awful. I know it. Jesus and Mary, he put my frog in the microwave. Got the shovel. Passed out, like I said. I'm just so flippin' smart, Mata. At least I got this locky thingy. It's weak sauce, but something. Man, check out that storm. We came in just in time. Christ, it's that rogue bird owl thing. Creepy. Oh, it's freezing in here. Let's snuggle. Cheez-Its by candlelight, Your Majesty. Bed, lovely bed. Oh, why do I ever leave you? Eat your cheese dips. Mata, did you invite your boyfriend over tonight? Mata? Oh, shit. Mata, it's answering my wish. Killing my dad, but now it's cool. I can go back in the garden and eat some nice menstrual pads and... Ah! Ah! Mata, help me! Shit! Karni Mata! Rat goddess! It's your beat for me!
Yeah.
Don't just sit there, strudel skull. Say something.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Just kill time. It's not midnight yet. Read the credits.
I don't have the credits.
Then make something up. I won't have our farewell broadcast sounding like sauerkraut.
This has been the Sudden Radio Project on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, the radio station that's about to plunge the world into chaos.
Ow!
Do I have to do everything? Contributors to tonight's show have been... Say your names, suckers!
John Severn.
Amy Kelly.
Heather Andrews.
Barbara Genovese.
Randall Howington.
Stephen Copen.
Sharon Mann.
James Lawrence.
Jeremy Metz.
Todd Greblo.
Ryan Gray.
The executive producer of tonight's show, in association with Schlichtenstein Sound Studios, is 9 to Midnight Productions.
Very nice, very nice. The Sudden Radio Project will return on November 27th in the form of an infinitesimally tiny plume of smoke emanating from the vast sea of rubble created by the spontaneous supersonic tsunami of... Schlichtenstein, you have the aesthetic sensibility of a rhinoceros. You have to wait until the end of my theme before you send the 9-wave pulse.
But, Doctor, I thought you sent the 9-wave pulse.
You didn't send it?
No, it won't be midnight until... Now.
What's that?
The phone on the wall with the sign that says, Emergency Hotline. If this phone rings, it's the engineer calling from the transmitter.
Transmitter? What the hell is going on? What happened to my transmitter?
Well, I was calling to tell you I took us off the air, but you're probably aware of that.
Do you realize you've just disrupted the most diabolical doomsday design in the history of history?
Right. I really apologize. I would have called beforehand, but this thing was about to get hit with a power surge strong enough to let us broadcast clear to the moon and back. I caught it just in time. Everything looks like it's in order now. I should have us on the air in just a minute here. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Are we back? Great. Thanks for the help. And again, I apologize for taking time out of your show.
Quick, Doctor! Send the pulse before it goes back down again.
It's too late, Schlichtenstein. Too late. Our fearsome feedback loop would not even warm a slice of bratwurst now. We've been foiled. Foiled, Schlichtenstein, do you hear me? Foiled, foiled, foiled.
Cheer up, Doctor. Foiled. Just because you failed, it does not make you a failure.
You have such a various words, Schlichtenstein. How could I have allowed my ingenious scheme to usher in an area of masochistic mayhem to be obliterated by some bumbling community radio butt cracker? Forevermore, the KBOO broadcast tower, which was to serve as the eternal symbol of my supremely sinister synapses, will instead be a monument to the fatally flawed fanatical folly of...
KBOO Portland.
as I stretch my feeble little legs so I can step into the big chair and we can be here now. From the corner of Calacala Boulevard and Bourbon Street, in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri, it's Far Away Places.